Good job as they work it around. The Dodgers trying to get it in the middle. The Hornets clogging up the middle. Pass comes to the left side. Bartz back near the half-court line. Doherty. Doherty to Brom over to the right side. Dodgeville working it strong. Here is McGraw, and then the entry pass and a traveling call on Brom. Hornets, good defense. Clogging up the drain. And the Hornets will get the ball, taking it in against a full-court press. The inbounder will be Reagan Shep. Ball comes in play, and they'll set it up along the far side. Shep now up to Weiss. Knocked away from her, and Brom picks it up after a steal. But they call her for stepping out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball right here on the out-of-bounds line, right near the Dodgeville bench. So the Hornets will put it in play. Addie Board grabs the ball, gives it back to Carly Meaden, and Richland Center sets it up. Dodgeville is working the person-to-person. There's a pass on the inside. Shot on the way on the run, no good for Burns, and a foul called on the loose ball. After the missed shot, foul is going to go against the Richland Center Hornets. First foul of the game, and that's on Carly Meaden. Dodgeville will have it. Hornets do not press. Drop back into a 2-3 zone. No score in the ball game. Just over a minute into it. Across the timeline is Doherty. Doherty to Riley. Doherty top of the circle. Works it. Fires it now to McGraw. McGraw nowhere to go. Coming up now is Bartz. Bartz yo-yos the dribble. Drops it back to the near side. Doherty. Hornets just not letting a lot go. And now here's a three from the right wing. It is good for Dodgeville. And the scoring is underway. Abilene Bartz nails the three. Hornets bring it in against a bit of pressure. Meaden in the middle, slings it over to Board. Addy brings it back to Meaden, and the Hornets have to hurry. They'll get it across. Now they do. Over it goes to Burns. Burns back to Meaden. Three-point answer try on the way. No good off the rim, and it's fought for. Dodgeville comes away with the rebound. Caleb Brown fires it up ahead. Bartz throws it into the lane. Shot up. No foul called on Ella Weiss. That'll be a shooting foul, and Dodgeville will head to the free throw line. Good crowd here. Many were here for the boys game last night, and a lot of the boys team is here, if not most all of them. They supported the girls earlier this year, and the girls supported them last night, and a very nice win against River Valley. First free throw is missed. Second one coming up for McGraw. It's in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound pulled down by Ella Weiss in Richland Center. Dodgeville falls back on the defense, and the pass goes to Weiss on the left wing. Weiss looking inside, fires it back to Shep. Shep to Borg. Now back to Meaden. Meaden drives to the lane, throws it near side. Long shot for Burns for two, no good. Rebound, Addie Borg. Board comes out of there, now throws it to the point, and it's going to be tipped in the backcourt, and the Hornets are going to be called for over and back. Evidently, it was not tipped. It will be a Richland Center turnover, and Dodgeville gets it back at the scorer's table, occupied by Bill Twining. He's working that scoreboard. And the inbound pass will come from Dodgeville. 3-0 the lead. Dodgeville looking to set some screens. Pass comes in play. Tipped out of bounds by Reagan Shep. Good defense. And it will be Dodgeville basketball. Later start tonight with a double overtime JV, but hey, it's Friday night, right? I'm not so worried. I'll have to get up at the crack of dawn, or before the crack of dawn, really. Pass comes in play. Riley goes to the right side. Setting it up now is Bartz. Bartz back to Doherty. Down to the baseline, meeting the pass is Riley. Drops it inside, Dodgeville up, and a shot is good by Bartz. She's got all 5 points. Dodgeville up 5-0 on the Hornets. Richland Center breaks the press. Weiss is double-teamed, gives it back to Borg. She drives into pressure, and now it's going to be knocked away. Picked up now by Burns, and she'll drive into the lane. Shot by Kylie is no good, and a jump ball called on the rebound. Carly Meaden ties up with Emma Doherty. And the Hornets get the alternate arrow. 3 minutes into the game, 5-0 Dodgeville. Meaden brings it in. Pass comes to the left side. Reagan Shep back to Meaden. Three from the corner, partially blocked. Rebound by Lydia Riley. And Dodgeville swings it the other way. Riley to the baseline. Throws it low, Riley, and it's going to be Marks, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Dodgeville. Hornets D it up pretty well. Burns and Shep D'ing it up and forcing the turnover. So it stays 5-0. Hornets just trying to get some sort of offense going. Shep to the near side. Weiss. Now Board driving all the way down deep. Takes a look. Now leans in. Shot no good, but she is fouled. Foul called on the Dodgers. And that will put Addie Board at the free throw line. First Dodger foul, and it's on Abilene Bartz. Addie Board will take a look. Free throw in the air, and it is good. Hornets are on the board. 5-1. The girls' teams had a little bit of an advantage having a full practice yesterday. The boys' teams had to come right back after the holiday. And at Richland Center, you can't practice on December 31st or January 1st. So the boys had gone 2 or 3 days without practice. Girls did get one in yesterday. 5-2 the score. Dodgeville with the ball. Right side Riley. They'll whip it around. Just up from the baseline. Taking it there is Brown. Now a three-point shot from the wing. No good by Doherty. And it's going to be taken by Riley and knocked out of bounds. And into the corner. Who has it? The officials conferring. It will be Dodgeville basketball. Both players kind of scrapping for it as it went out of bounds. Dodgeville gets it back. And then it's knocked out of bounds again by Burns. Good job. Chris Clerkin got the best seat in the house. He makes the play. Nice save. And it comes back to Dodgeville. Emma Doherty puts it in play. Doherty with the basketball. Yo-yos the dribble. Throws it to the inside. Nothing. They'll kick it out. Three on the way. Dodgeville. That's short for a march. And the rebound pulled down by Addie Bard. Board takes it out now. Left side to Meaden. Carly brings it right down the middle. Over to Board. Fires it back to Shep. It's a low pass. And Reagan picks it up. Brings it back to the right side. Taken there by Burns. Burns. Now Weiss. Holds it above her head. Back to Meaden. Down to the baseline. Just up from that is Board. Board looking. Fires it back to Burns. Inside Meaden. Throws it low. Knocked away by Dodgeville. Picked up by Reagan Shep. Knocked away again by Dodgeville. And a nice steal by Lydia Riley. Lydia brings it into the front court. 5-2 Dodgers. Pass goes to Bartz. Now down to the baseline. Driving through. Now a nice pass inside and up and in for Doherty. Nice job by the Dodgers, number 20, Marley McGraw with an assist on that play, and the Dodgers lead it 7-2. There's a foul on the inbound attempt. Into the game for the first time tonight, Richland Center's J.C. Gander replacing Addie Board. 13-12 remaining in the first half. Gander catches the inbound, throws it in the middle, knocked away by Dodgeville. The Dodgers going backdoor with a pass, knocked loose by Burns. And now Gander is fouled as she grabbed the ball. It'll be Dodgeville's third foul. It's on number 20, Marley McGraw. Fouls are even at 2. And Reagan Shep will put it in play. Gets it in to Kylie Burns. Burns to Meaden. Carly across the timeline over to Gander. JC drives down low. Tough shot. Fouled on the shot. And she'll go to the line. That'll be Dodgeville's fourth foul. It's on Kayla Brom, and that is her first. So Gander in to try and make a free throw. And the Hornets playing a little bit shorthanded without Jory Schultz, who was injured in that game at the Fiserv Forum. We were there. Free throw is good by Gander. Injury certainly unfortunate. We were there as the next game was about to tip off. They were warming up, and it was Portage and Jefferson. There was a young woman that was injured in pregame warm-ups that night, and it looked like kind of a severe knee injury. So unfortunate when those things happen. Second free throw is missed. Dodgeville basketball, and the Dodgers with the ball. Lydia Riley. Riley driving low. It's knocked away by Meaden. Picked up now, and around the horn it goes for Doherty. Doherty back to McGraw. There's a kick to the three line, and it's up and no good for Riley. Might have been partially blocked there. by Burns and picked up now by the Hornets. Pass comes to the right side, taken there by Weiss, trying to throw it inside, and is tipped, and a jump ball call. Burns ties up with Bartz, and the arrow points to Dodgeville. 7-3, they lead it, 12-20 remaining in the opening half of area girls basketball. Nice to see the stands with some fans tonight. Pass goes low. Nice job posting up, and scoring is Doherty. And another assist for McGraw. There's a steal. Dodgeville takes a shot by Doherty. It is no good, and the Hornets get it back. 9-3 ball game score. Into the front court, Meaden goes to Weiss on the left wing. Weiss back to Meaden, moves to the corner. Throws it down low. There's Burns up in a crowd. She's fouled on the shot. Hornets really stressing on trying to push it to the inside and either get a shot or get fouled. And that time they got fouled. This one is on Marley McGraw. That is her second. And going to the free throw line for the first time tonight is Kylie Burns. Burns' free throw is no good. One more coming up. Brianna Wasley is in for Dodgeville. Second free throw now for Richland Centers, Kylie Burns. This one is on the rim and no good. Rebounded by Addison Riley and taking it out along the timeline. The Dodgers, they'll set up offense. Ball is tipped by Meaden, taken again by Dodgeville. Wasley to the inside. Hook shot by Addison Riley, no good. Rebound by Reagan Shep. Takes it along the far side and now holds it up, gives it off to Gander. Gander to Weiss. Throws it low. Burns posting up in the lane. Tough shot. Wouldn't go. Doherty with a rebound for Dodgeville. Emma brings it along the timeline, and a timeout taken by Coach Hardiman and the Dodgers. Now 9-3 leading over Richland Center in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
11:19 remaining in the first half of area girls basketball. Phil Nee with you, Mr. Fabulous at the switches tonight. Friday night live. We'll get you some more scores in a little bit here on the Phil Nee flip phone. Ball comes to the right side for Dodge. They'll take a three, and it's hit by number three. Lydia Riley nails it, and that makes it 12-3. Pass comes to the midcourt line. Burns and Shep break the press. And now the Hornets set it up. There's a pass from Gander to Burns. 14-footer for the Hornets. No good. Dodgeville gets another rebound. And the pass comes to the near side. Pass goes to Riley again. Hornets are on her. Pass comes now back to Doherty. Doherty to Wasley. Doherty lobs far side. Riley looks to the inside. Nothing. And now back to Wasley. Hornets putting the zone on. There's a nice backdoor pass. Shot is on the way. It's good from Wasley. Off the assist from Addison Riley. That makes it 14-3. Dodgeville up to an 11-point advantage. Meaden in the backcourt. Drives across the half-court line. Stops. Gives it off to Burns. Burns on the left wing. Now meeting the ball is Weiss. Throws it to the inside. And Meaden can't hang on. It's out of bounds, but touched last by the Dodgers. It will be Richland Center basketball. Inbound pass comes. And then it's Weiss. Turnaround 10-footer. No good for Ella. And the rebound pulled down by Addison Riley. Dodgeville will take it across the timeline. We have 10 minutes remaining in the first half. 14-3 Dodgers. Pass comes to the middle. Dodgeville setting it up. And Lydia Riley throws it right side to Addison Riley. And a foul called on the Hornets. That will be their third. So that number will flash to the scoreboard. And coming in for Dodgeville, number 21, Josie Mallon. This foul is on Ella Weiss. That's her second. Hornets third. Dodgeville will put it in play. Pass comes in, caught by Wasley. Back to the near side. Ball fake Riley. 16-footer on the rim. No good. Fought for, and the rebound by Kylie Burns. Burns, good rebound. Outlet now to Gander. JC into the front court. Right side now Meaden. Top of the key, three. It's going to no go. It falls off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Riley. Lydia brings it across the timeline. Back to Mallon. Down to the baseline. Driving through is Bartz. Nowhere to wander. Pass comes back to the near side. Cross court. Wasley holding the ball. Dodgeville working perimeter right now. They've been pretty patient with their passing. Hornets denying the inside. Top of the circle. Now right side. Lydia Riley. Baseline Wasley. Wasley back to Riley. Now the inside and making a move is Addison Riley. The shot is partially blocked. Gets the ball back, dishes, and it's up and in on the shot by Mallon, I believe. Let's see. Checking numbers. No, check that. Abilene Bartz. Everybody was congested in there, and it's 16-3, and the Hornets lose it on the up-ahead pass near half court. Coach Jeremy Cooey is going to use a timeout. 16-3. Dodgeville off to the races in this one. 8:45 remaining first half in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Well, looking at some other scores, the Badger men leading Iowa 86-67 at last word. How is that happening? Good effort by the Badgers. Iowa averaging 90 points a ball game, so Wisconsin putting it on tonight, doing a good job. Elsewhere, let's see. We have a final in girls. Wazika Steuben over Brookwood, 67-30. Seneca boys beating Cashton, 78-23. Cuba City leading Iowa Grant, 34-19 at half. Boys Darlington, 38-28 over Southwestern. Here's the pass, left side. Three-point shot on the way for Dodgeville, and it's no good as it rattles off and out of bounds. Riverdale picked up a win in their game against Boscobel tonight. Coach Chris Kenyon of the team with wins on back-to-back nights. So it was a final tonight of 65-39 Riverdale. Inbound by Dodgeville, stolen by Burns, and the Hornets get it back. RC trying to get some offense going. Burns on the left wing. Looking, fires to Weiss. Low post. Posts up. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Dodgeville. Dodgers' Josie Mallon takes it. And the Dodgers set sail the other way. Dodgeville, top of the circle, attacking the zone. Ball goes left side. Mallon looks to the inside. Nothing. Fires back to Riley. Top of the circle. Lydia, left side. Mallon challenging low. Goes up. No. Foul called on Ella Weiss. And that will be her third already. So third foul coming up and going to the free throw line, Dodgeville. They've been there once before, went 0-for-2. Free throw coming up now. This one up on the rim and no good. Second one coming up for Josie Mallon. Dodgeville makes a quick switch. Kayla Brom is in for Addison Riley. who played well off the bench. And let's see. Another player checked in, and I think it was Alexa McCutcheon. Free throw number two for Dodgeville. This one in the air. That one is no good. And the rebound comes out to the Hornets. Gander and Meaden in the backcourt. 7:54 remaining in the first half. 16-3 Dodgeville. Burns, Shep on the left side. Now taken by Meaden. Meaden with a crossover dribble. Nowhere to go. Fires back to Gander. Gander, three-point shot on the way. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Dodgeville. Bartz with the ball along the near side across half court. Top of the circle. Whips it to Brom. Brom down low. And they'll get an entry pass to Riley coming down the lane. Dishes out to the corner. Little kick out. Here's a three on the way, and it is no good. But for rebound by the Hornets. Libby Ruland into the game for the Hornets. Ties up with Abilene Bartz. And the arrow points to Richland Center. Hornets will get it back and a press breaker. Looking to fire it in. They get it in. Held now by Burns. Knocked away. Picked up by Dodgeville. Backdoor pass. Quick shot. Won't go for Wasley. And on the chance to get the rebound, looks like the Hornets were fouled. Foul called on Emma Doherty. So Emma with her first foul. Dodgeville's looks like their fifth. No, make that six. Hornets have been whistled four times. 7 minutes, 9 seconds remaining in the first half. 16-3 Dodgeville. Hornets break the press. Here's Meaden. Off to a wide open J.C. Gander, and she'll lay it in. Good. Gander with a basket. 16-5 the score. And the Hornets back on defense. Dodgeville with the ball. Taking it to the middle. Turning in is Brom. Throws it right side. Dodgeville cut off on the baseline. Now here's a tough shot from the outside. No good for Brom. Rebound by Reagan Shep. And the Hornets run it back the other way. 6:35 remaining first half. Carly Meaden moves to the left side. Throws low and out of bounds. Intending it for Burns. The Hornets with a turnover. I think we had a couple of finals there. Platteville leading River Valley at halftime, 26-11. Now, final of men's basketball, Wisconsin 116, Iowa 85. Wow. Where did that come from? Lots of offense for the Badgers tonight. Ball comes across to Riley. Riley holding it up on the left side. Driving down to the baseline is Bartz. Bartz comes back. Throws it back to Doherty. Down to the low post. And moving and grooving is Addison Riley, who just checked back into the game, and I believe she was fouled. Foul is going to be marked on Libby Ruland, her first. And Dodgeville basketball. Pass comes in play. There's Addison Riley, low post. Now she'll kick it out. Three on the way from the wing. On the rim, no good for Bartz. And a jump ball called on the rebound. The arrow keeps it at Dodgeville's side. Richland Center Pep Band will be checking back in just a little bit to entertain at halftime. Here's the inbound pass knocked away by Gander, picked up by Ruland. Libby with the basketball back to Gander, and the Hornets with the ball across the half-court line, trying to chip away at a deficit. Ruland throws it down to Shep. Shep to the left side, Meaden. Gander on the baseline. Gander, top of the circle. That is Kylie Burns. Burns back to Shep. Now Riley. Now here's a nice shot on the way and no good. Riley almost knocked it away from Gander. She made a nice effort, got the shot up. Wouldn't go, and now there is a foul called on the rebound. Let's see. Officials talking about it. No, they go jump ball, and it's a Hornet ball on the arrow. Carly Meaden brings it in play. Libby Rule into the corner. Knocked away by Dodgeville and out of bounds. Hornet basketball. Both teams have had their share of turnovers and knockaways. So the pass comes in play. Caught by Ruland. There's Burns. Ball fake. Free throw line right. Back to Meaden. Meaden skips it over to Gander. Three from the corner. Won't go. Fought for. And the rebound by Dodgeville. Ball goes up to Riley. Lydia catches the pass. Right side Bartz. Now Riley. Lydia yo-yos the dribble. Top of the circle. Bounce feed back to Addison Riley. Three on the way. Won't stay. Tipped around. Rebound by Lydia Riley. And Dodgeville is going to keep the ball. Setting it up. Trying to attack the Hornet zone. Ball goes to the right side. Lydia Riley. Lydia looks to the inside. Top of the circle. Taken by Doherty. Doherty with the basketball. Pass back to the near side. These teams have a couple of common opponents. Dodgeville's win coming against Baraboo. Here's a three-point attempt. It's on the way. No good for Doherty. Rims way out and out of bounds. It'll be Dodgeville ball. Picked up a win against Baraboo, and the Hornets played pretty well against Baraboo. That's the team they played at Fiserv Forum. Here's the inbound pass for Dodgeville once again. 4.5 to play in the first half. Dodgers with the ball. Lydia Riley stops. Nowhere to go. Bounces it back to Bartz. Bartz, cross-court pass for Brom. Dodgeville doing a good job keeping it away from the Hornets. A traveling call down the Dodgers. They turn it over, something they haven't done a lot as of yet. And Richland Center will get it back. Facing a full-court press put on by Dodgeville. Burns with the ball in the corner. Back to Shep. Shep fires it up the middle. Meaden. Meaden drives to the left side. Backs off. Yo-yos the dribble. Gives it off to Reagan Shep. Shep top of the circle. Left side. Gander. Gander just up for the baseline. Fires back to Shep. Reagan to Gander. JC on a drive. Creates a shot. No good. Partially blocked by the Dodgers. Caleb Brown. And the Hornets take it to half court. Dodgeville takes it up to half court. Hornets knock it away, and it will be Dodgeville basketball. Into the game, number 21, Josie Mallon. For Richland Center, number 10, Addie Board. Carly Meaden gets her first breather. And the Dodgers catch the inbound pass. Abilene Bartz to the right side. Now Lydia Riley. Riley to the free throw line. Leaves it over for the far side. Bartz. Nowhere to go. To the baseline, Mallon, and a whistle. And a timeout taken by the Dodgers. 3:37 remaining first half action. Dodgers 16, Richland Center 5 on WRCO Sports.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Dodgeville basketball after the timeout. Here's a three-point try on the way, and good. Nothing but net for Lydia Riley. That's her second triple, and it is 19-5 Dodgers. Dodger losing to River Valley earlier. Here's a steal on the inbound. Riley shoots a three. No good for Lydia. In and out, and the rebound pulled down by J.C. Gander. And the Blackhawks picked up a nice win against the Dodgers, but tonight here in Richland Center, it's been all Dodgeville. Shep fires off to Board. Now back to Shep. Near side. Moving to the baseline with the ball. Nothing going there for the Hornets. And Gander tries to whip it back to the middle. It's knocked out of bounds by Dodgeville. Hornets will put the ball in play near the Dodgeville bench. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, talking about some alumni opportunities tomorrow. Libby Rulin with the basketball, whips it down low, caught by Burns from the low post, turnaround shot, won't go, gets her own miss, goes back in, and that one goes in. Basket for Kylie Burns, and it is 19-7. Dodgeville across the timeline, Lydia Riley with the dribble, leaves it, gives it now to Mallon. Mallon down to the baseline. Bartz throws it low, turning in is Brom. Kicks it around the corner, back to Doherty. Doherty, now Riley, drops it inside, stolen away by Shep, and a jump ball call. Libby Ruland ties up with Abilene Bartz, and Dodgeville keeps, let's see. Yeah, Dodgeville's going to keep the ball. I think there was a little confusion whether the arrow had switched or not, but it has, and it's Dodgeville ball. Ball comes in. They'll try a three off the inbound from the wing. In and out for Brown, and Libby Ruland grabs a rebound and a jump ball call. She is tied up by Emma Doherty, and the Hornets get it this time. It'll belong to Shep. Fires it in now to Burns, and there's a foul on Dodgeville. That'll be the team's seventh, so that'll put the Hornets at the free throw line for bonus throws for the first time for either team tonight. Both teams have had some free throw opportunities. Dodgeville is 0 for 4 from the line. Richland Center 3 of 6. Abilene Bartz returns to the lineup for the Dodgers. 1 and 1 for Kylie Burns. She has 2 points tonight on that recent basket. This one in the air, that one is good. Burns makes it good. One more coming up. Time for a shoelace tie. 19-8. Dodgeville with the lead. This one in the air, and that one is good. Nice touch on both of them for Burns. It is 19-9. Dodgeville ball, a minute 50. Here comes the band. That must mean halftime is near. Ball goes to Wasley on the right side. Knocked away by Gander. JC, a pick two, lays it up. No, too strong. Fought for on the rebound, and a foul called on the Hornets on the loose ball. That'll be called to number 10, Addie Board, her first, team's seventh. So now Dodgeville has free throw opportunities on the bonus. That means Brianna Wasley will shoot free throws. Dodgeville leading by 10 points. This one in the air, and it is good. Wasley with 3 points now. That makes it 20-9. Second throw of the bonus coming up now. In the air and on the rim, no good. And chase down. J.C. Gander, good hustle on the rebound. It's Richland Center ball. Gander out to half court with a minute and a half remaining in the half. Reagan Sheff on the left wing. Brings it back to Ruland, top of the circle. Libby looks inside, leaves it off now for J.C. Gander. Gander to the baseline. Reverses it now. Sheff on a drive over to Ruland. Ruland high post, Burns. Burns shakes the D, 10-footer good. Kylie Burns makes it 20-11. Dodgeville basketball, 106 remaining in the first half. Lydia Riley throws it to Wasley. Nowhere to go. Back to Riley. And now posting up is Brom. Dodgeville around the perimeter with 55 seconds to go. Riley into traffic now fires it back out. Wasley, three-pointer on the way, no good. Burns with a rebound. Burns takes it out to the corner, and the Hornets will have the basketball as the defense shies away. Now to J.C. Gander. Shep, far side, throws it. Burns cutting low. Tough shot, won't go. Tipped out of bounds by Dodgeville. It will be Richland Center basketball. Into the game for the Dodgers, Addison Riley and Emma Doherty. 31 seconds remaining in the half. The Hornets can get a bit closer. Trailing in the game by 9 as halftime nears. J.C. Gander, the inbounder along the baseline, gives it in to Burns. Burns in the corner, backs off, hands it off now to Gander. Gander to Shep, high post, far side Ruland, down to the baseline, taken there by Board. Back to Shep. Shep to Board, off the screen, 17 seconds remaining in the first half. Board, back to Gander, and now Ruland on the wing. Hornets working the offense, trying to snap something to get an open shot, but down to 5-6. 5 seconds, 5.6, knocked away, picked up by Dodgeville, And they'll get a shot at the buzzer, but it won't count. That'll do it for one half of basketball. Dodgeville leading the Richland Center Hornets 20-11 here in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Area Girls Basketball. We'll get an update on high school sport news. We'll take a look at the scoreboard as well coming up at halftime. This is high school girls basketball coverage, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters on a Friday night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Alumni basketball in the news this weekend. A couple of area schools will be saluting alumni and using their abilities and maybe some of their money for a fundraiser. Richland Center High School will be hosting an event tomorrow and featuring the alumni leading right into the current varsity. I asked Coach Brian Poles, the Richland Center boys head coach, about it.
The schedule just keeps coming, and we've got some great things set up for the weekend. As you mentioned and we've talked about, it's our alumni day, so we've got 30-some former Hornets coming in to enjoy the morning and camaraderie and play some games in the morning on Saturday. And then in the afternoon, Kenosha Indian Trail. Now, this will be the third year in a row that we've played them. They're making their second trip over to visit us. And, man, it's going to be just a really fun game to compete. They have such high-level athletes. It's a big Division I school. They play in a great conference. So they are battle-tested and used to playing really high-level opponents. So it's going to be interesting for us, you know, how we deal with that athleticism. And it's another challenge and opportunity for us to really get better and play against good competition.
The Hornets coming off a 9-point win over River Valley last night. At Ithaca tomorrow night, a special night, their annual alumni event. Ithaca boys basketball coach Aaron Hipsch talked about their event.
So this is the second annual alumni game, boys and girls. So it's just kind of starting to get going. You know, maybe as we get our feet under ourselves a little bit, it can turn into a tournament. But it's a great opportunity for people to support the programs, come back and see some of your former classmates, former teammates play a little ball, and, you know, maybe some of the mom and dads that can show their kids that they still got it. All proceeds will be going to the Ithaca girls and boys basketball programs.
That's Aaron Hipsch, and that action begins tomorrow. The three-point shooting contest at 5, followed by the women's game at 6 o'clock. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in Southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, Call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
As the Richland Center pep band plays in the background, sounds like a little Crazy Train going on here tonight. Dodgeville off to a 20-11 lead over the Richland Center girls in area basketball action tonight. Let's take a look at the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Here at halftime, Prairie du Chien leading Lancaster 41-26. Also, Mineral Point boys leading Fenimore 61-31 in the second half. Hillsboro 58, Westby 56 in the second half. Gibbs City boys 51-26 over Iowa Grant in the second half. Wisconsin Heights has defeated Cambria Friesland 43-38. And Highland 43-40 over Argyle boys basketball in the second half. Riverdale was the winner against Boscobel boys basketball 65-39. And here at the Fieldhouse, a 20-11 Dodgeville lead. Dodgers off to a 13-point lead at one point in this game. They are led in scoring by Abilene Bartz with 7. Lydia Riley has 6 with 2 3-pointers. 4 points for Emma Doherty and 3 for Brianna Wasley. Leading the way for Richland Center, Kylie Burns with 6 points. J.C. Gander has 3. Addie Board with 2. The Hornets 5 of 8 from the free throw line, and Dodgeville is 1 for 6. Earlier tonight, double overtime JV game. That's why this one running maybe a little behind some of the other area games. It was Richland Center winning 30-28 in double overtime. And that game came really close to going to a third overtime. Now the crowd really got into it. Hornets hoping for a comeback here in front of the home fans tonight. It is a 20-11 Dodgeville lead on the RCHS Fieldhouse floor. We'll be back with the second half coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at DC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. DC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, DC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. DC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Well, again, thanks to the Pep Band. They always add to it. And Jeff Behrens giving everybody the fist as they leave the stage, and or the stairs, I should say, down from the bleachers. And that's a lot of fist pumps. But good job. Two nights in a row. Richland Center and Dodgeville in girls basketball getting set for the second half tonight. Dodgeville will take the ball first and leading in the game 20-11. Friday night area girls basketball here on WRCO Radio Sports. And here comes the inbound pass. Bartz brings it in. Dodgeville from our left to our right here in the second half. And Riley flips it to the right side. Doherty throwing it inside. And it's lost, and the Hornets pick it up. Carly Meaden with the outlet pass. No, slips away. Picked up by Dodgeville. Three-pointer by Riley. No good. Rebound on the inside by Brom. Kicks it out. Three-pointer try for the near side. On the way, no good for Doherty, and the ball rattles out of bounds off of Richland Center. Let's see. Nope. Far side official overrules. It'll be Richland Center basketball. 20-11 ball game score. Dodgeville got a big lead at 16-3 and then kind of stalled out after that. Only scored four more points. The Hornets with the ball. There's Board. Brings it across to Meaden. Nice job. Throws to Weiss, and she can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Hornets had a chance for a look, pretty good high percentage shot, and a press breaker, but it wasn't to be, and Dodgeville gets it back. Dodgers with Lydia Riley brings it across the half-court line. The Hornets setting up in the zone defense, and the Dodgers take it around the perimeter. Pass goes top of the circle. Now here's a three-pointer from the right wing. Nothing but net for Abilene Bartz. That's her second tonight, and that makes it 23-11. Hornets facing a Dodgeville full-court press. Reagan Shep up near half-court, and a traveling called. The Dodgers will take over at the scorer's table. Big day tomorrow with all kinds of alumni activities, as we talked about during the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. First game is at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Ball goes right side. Knocked out of bounds by Meaden. Some of the alumni that drew the short straw will be playing in the 8 a.m. game. I saw Noah Johnson here earlier tonight. He's playing in the 8 a.m. alumni game. Early wake-up call for him. Ball comes in for the right side for Dodgeville. They'll kick it out. Brom down to the baseline. Down deep. Kicks to the corner. Three-pointer Dodgeville. That is good. They start the half hot with a three from Emma Doherty, and that makes it 26-11. Hornets with the ball in the backcourt. Shep back to Meaden. Carly brings it across to Reagan Shep. Shep throws it to the baseline. Taken there by Board. Right side. There's Burns. Shot on the way and good for two. Kylie Burns with 8 points tonight, and it's 26-13. Hornets back on the D. Looks like, sometimes it almost looks like a 1-3-1 they're running. Ball knocked loose by Shep. Out of bounds. It will be Dodgeville basketball. And the Dodgers will inbound after retrieving the ball. Sometimes it's a long way to go to get that ball. Should be like soccer where you have the ball people helping out along the sidelines with a fresh ball in case one goes rolling. Ball comes inbound, stolen away by Shep, and the Hornets take it back. Back to Carly Meaden. Meaden across half court. Over to Burns on the left side. Down low feed to Rice, and her shot is blocked, but a foul called. Caleb Rahm will pick up foul number two. The only person in real foul difficulty tonight is Ella Weiss, who picked up her third before the half. But she starts the second half, and she is at the free throw line. Ella looking for her first points tonight. This one is no good. She'll get a second one. Officials award the ball back, and Weiss in the air. That one is no good. Close, but nothing. And the rebound by Dodgeville. The Dodgers leading 26-13 as they take the offense to the left, down to the middle. Turning in is McGraw. McGraw fires it back out to Doherty. And Doherty on the far side to Riley. Dodgeville setting it up. There's Doherty. Bounce feed in the lane, and McGraw throws it low. It's kicked by the Hornets. Out of bounds. Girls' final, Prairie du Chien defeats Lancaster tonight, 54-35. And a boys' final, Highland over Argyle, 60-48. Pass comes in play for Dodgeville. The ball down to the free throw line. Lost. Picked up by Bort. Scooped to Weiss. Up to Meaden. Hornets going fast break. Shot on the way by Meaden. No good. Rebound by Dodgeville's Kayla Braum. Braum with the outlet pass. Now for Abilene Bartz. Bartz takes it across the half-court line. Lobs to the right. Grabbed here by McGraw. Down to the baseline. She'll throw it to the far side. Bartz takes a long two. It's on the way, no good. Saved by Kylie Burns into Addie Board, and a nice job. Burns gets it back, brings it down the sideline, and they will set it up with a dribble on the far side. Burns back to Meaden. Richland Center setting up shot. Weiss to the baseline. Board with the basketball. Throws low post. There's Burns. Shot on the way, no good. Blocked by McGraw, and the rebound by Dodgeville. They've doubled up the Hornets so far. McGraw into the open court. Slings it to the far side. Three-pointer, Dodgeville. It is good. They are finding the mark from the outside. That's three for Abilene Bartz in the game. 29-13, Dodgeville. Hornets have not made a three, have not attempted very many. Here's Shep driving. Down low with a left-hand shot. No good. Put back good by Burns. She's got 10 points. 29-15, Dodgeville. Dodgeville with the ball, Lydia Riley. Crossover dribble into the paint. Now fires to the left side. On a drive, there's McGraw. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound Burns. Kylie with the outlet pass. Off to Addie Board, and now Carly Meaden. And the Hornets take it across the timeline. Here's Meaden moving left. Little light of day, lost the handle. Was fouled on the way by. We'll come back now to the Hornets after a Dodgeville foul. They're going to get that on Abilene Bartz, which will be her second. And the Hornets will inbound the basketball. Timeout for a little bit of perspiration to be mopped up off the court. And they'll get this one going here in a little bit. Final in DeSoto. DeSoto beats New Lisbon 59-38 in boys basketball. Here's an inbound Burns. Long two from the baseline. Good. Kylie Burns having a nice game tonight for the Hornets. Makes it 29-17. Ball comes in play for the Dodgers. 13 and a half to play. Right side Bartz on the wing. Bartz back to Lydia. Riley bounce feed. Near side Bartz. Looking to the inside, dribbles back to the corner, leaves the dribble. The timeout taken by Coach Hardiman. 13-20 remaining. Dodgeville 29, Richland Center 17 in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Remaining in tonight's game. It is a 29-17 Dodgeville lead. Dodgers led by nine at halftime. leading by 12 points now. Hornets have made a couple of comebacks here, good plays, and Kylie Burns has scored a total of 12 points so far, 12 of the 17 for Richland Center. Dodgeville now has made 6 3-pointers. Here's a 3-try on the way for Riley. No good for Lydia. Rebound by Shep. Shep bringing it across the half-court line. Now dribbles with the left hand, is cut off. Down to the corner. Swings it back now to the near side, and Burns. Now Meaden, top of the circle. Dodgeville matching up person to person. There's Weiss. Finds Meaden. Meaden up with a left-hand lay-in. No good. Wouldn't go. Burns put back. No good, but she is fouled. Hornets taking it to the hoop. And going to the free throw line will be Kylie Burns. Dodgeville's number 12, Alexa McCutcheon, with her first foul. It's the team's third. In timeout to do a little mopping the floor. There's not an alumni women's game this year. I was kind of hoping maybe there would be, but maybe another year. As we mentioned at halftime, Ithaca doing the women's and then the men's game tomorrow night at 6 and 7:30. Nice to see those alumnus come back. This one is missed. Always enjoyed the alumni homecoming at the Richland campus, because oftentimes they would have nice games for both the women and the men. They still do that, actually. They'll do that again in the spring. They do the red and blue game in commemorative fashion. Free throw on the way, and that one is good by Burns. That'll make it 29-18. Hornets within 11, 12:40 to play. Dodgeville ball, Doherty to Riley. Back to Doherty, skips a pass in to Riley. Moves a shot up, no good, but a foul called, and Addison Riley goes to the free throw line. So the ball comes to the free throw line now, and the Hornets will be watching as Dodgeville shoots free throws. Foul on number 15, Reagan Shep, her first. Free throw is on the rim, bounces off. Addison Riley looking for her first points tonight. Second throw coming up here. This one on the way, and that one is no good. And Burns gets the rebound for Richland Center. Off to Carly Meaden. Hornets trying to whittle it below double digits. Pass comes to the near side. Caught by Shep. Shep off a screen, drives low, has it knocked away. Shep gets it back. It is going to be a jump ball called. Shep ties up there with Addison Riley, and the Hornets get the arrow. So Richland Center basketball. They set up a stack out of bounds play. Lob it in for Weiss. Shot is on the way short. And the rebound pulled down by the Dodgers. Dodgeville bring it. 2-on-2. Pass goes now to Bartz. She'll bring it out to the corner. They will set it up. Bartz and Riley exchange it. On the wing, there is Bartz on a drive. Shot on the way, no good. And fought for. Rebound by Addison Riley. Kicks it back out to Bartz. Dodgeville resets the offense. On a drive, Doherty to the baseline. Lydia Riley back to Doherty. Far side knocked away by Meaden and into the stands. Dodgeville basketball. We'll be on the air on Monday with our next local sports broadcast. New Lisbon playing at Ithaca, an area boys basketball. Pass to the left side. Bartz with a three on the way short. And the rebound pulled down here by Riley. Lydia on a drive. Nowhere to go. Kicks it to the corner. There's a runner up and good. Doherty was in the corner and then drove a little closer and made about a 15-footer. And that makes it 31-18. Dodgeville. Hornets up to Gander. Gander now Meaden. Setting it up and breaking the pressure. And an on-the-arm foul called against Dodgeville. That'll be the team's fourth. Foul is on number 3, Lydia Riley. And that will be her second. Carly Meaden fires it into JC. And Gander with the basketball. Hornets bring it to Shep. Back to Meaden. Meaden throws it inside to Weiss, and she is fouled. Foul number five already on Dodgeville. This one is on Addison Riley. That will be her first. Dodgeville maintaining a lead of 31-18. Ball comes into Weiss. She's fouled again. Three fouls in about 3 seconds here. Foul is called on 21, Josie Mallon. That is her first. And was it a shooting foul? It appears no, but it soon will be. That's the sixth foul on Dodgeville. Pass comes into Weiss. Back to Gander. To the corner. Meaden. Three on the way and no good. Rebound Dodgeville, and they're off to the races. Doherty up ahead, bringing it. Now there's a foul. Richland Center made sure that she did not make it. J.C. Gander with the foul. That'll be her first, and that will send Abilene Bartz to the free throw line. Second foul on the Hornets. I think the officials have done a good job of kind of letting them play. Couple of young teams that are kind of trying to find their way. This one is on the way and no good. But there have been some obvious ones that they have to call. And that was certainly one of them. Making sure that Abilene did not hit the two-pointer. And she misses both free throws. Rebound by Kylie Burns. Burns